Who's Uzbekistan? Where's Uzbekistan? Why Uzbekistan? How's Uzbekistan? Beck is in Uzbekistan. What's going good and what's going bad? As she's live from Tashkent, Uzbekistan, in the heart of Central Asia.
Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum-bum. It is Sunday morning here in Tashkent, Uzbekistan, in the heart of Central Asia. What am I excited about? What am I puzzled by? And how long do I plan to stay? So very out of character. What I am feeling excited about is the holidays. Very out of character. Very out of character. So Christmas decorations have appeared in some stores and in restaurants and things. And, you know, somehow I'm finding it just very, like, pleasant to see. Because it's not like, it's not over the top. It's, like, tasteful. It's enough of, like, some Christmassy things to feel Christmassy, but to not feel like the exploitive, you know, where it's just Christmas decorations have thrown up everywhere. So, so I'm enjoying seeing the decorations. At my supermarket, I got seduced. They had some Christmas ornaments, and it's one of those, like, where everyone is different. Like, one's a little gingerbread man, one's a little snowman, one's a little, little Santa Claus, and different variations, and it's, you know, they're like, it almost looks like a cookie, like you could eat it, but it's not, but it's plastic. You know, bright, colorful things, like, almost like it was made from clay or something. Just a little cheapy plastic ornaments that are very, very cute. And, I got seduced. And I was like, well, I'll just go ahead and I'm just going to buy, I think I bought like 15 of them. They were like, you know, just over $1 a piece. With the intention of, like, I'll get some candy and kind of wrap those up individually for friends. Just got caught up in the Christmas spirit. They also had some different kinds of lighted garland. Like, one was some little Santa Clauses, one was some little snowmen. I can't remember the other one. Yeah, and I bought some little Santa Claus lit garland, you know. I just thought they were all cute. And then, more to the point of the holiday events that are coming around. So, there's definitely a feeling of, you know, things happening. So, this Thursday, I am going to a Thanksgiving celebration at a big chain hotel. And, the organizers kind of driven me crazy. I really don't like prefix meal things, and it was expensive, and I'm like, you know, are you going to be able to modify this for somebody who doesn't eat animals? You know, if it's too much trouble, I'll be happy to just order off the menu, or come and visit and not eat, you know, like, whatever. And it was very hard to coordinate. In the end, we agreed that I would go and order off the menu, so, it's like, I don't really care about the food, and I don't really want a high price tag, you know, but I'm just, you know, happy to be included in, you know, yeah, happy to be included in it. Probably in a perfect world, I would have preferred to have been invited to, like, a cover dish at someone's house, so that, like, dealing with the food is easier, but whatever. And then that night, there's one of the international parties, like, at a bar. Not necessarily Thanksgiving themed, but nonetheless, it's at a club that I really like. So I'm hoping to go and get to do some dancing. That's coming up for Thanksgiving Day. For the Friday after Thanksgiving is my school Thanksgiving that I participated in last year and, you know, had a good time. I mean, one of my continued frustrations is not having a suitable amount of school friends. So it's an opportunity to, you know, to try to enhance some of those relationships. Last year I was asked to speak about Thanksgiving traditions, and I talked about Friendsgiving and Alice's Restaurant, the song. And I think I was going to talk about the WKRP, As God Is My Witness, Monkey, Turkeys Could Fly. But I think I ran out of time. So they haven't asked me to contribute something yet, but I feel like they probably will. And I hope they will, because I would like to contribute some way. Thanksgiving is the American holiday. And one of the American teachers did some consulting with the cooks about, you know, kind of what to fix, and the big boss man cooked the turkey. So I'm anticipating the same type of, you know, thing for this Friday night. And yeah, very out of character for me to say I'm looking forward to something holiday related. Then next Saturday, I mean, I'm just packed to the gills. It's the Women's Organization Christmas Bazaar, also at one of the big chain hotels. And so, you know, that's some like Christmas shopping and raises money for charities and just a good community, you know, community gathering point. So, yeah, very much looking forward to all three of those events. Okay, what am I puzzled by? Well, I'm trying to coin a new term. So far, I've called it unghosting, deghosting, something like that. But, so, you know, as I'm here in year four, you know, it's the people who we've been here the same length of time or almost the same length of time, you know, there's a sense of, well, we're the ones left. You know, like, we're the ones who stayed. We've watched the others come and go, but we're still here. Okay. And to an extent, there's something sort of positive about that. And I think it does, you know, lend itself to rekindling or starting friendships that, you know, that were kind of maybe missed opportunities in the past. And if I frame that as a positive, you know, like, we're the ones who have the shared experiences of 4 years. And, yeah, I think there are people that could frame that up as a positive. But I'm not one of those people. It's just, I'm trying to be very careful what to say on the off chance anyone from here ever finds this online. But, you know, a person who I had very strong interest in being friends with when I moved here. Gave me excellent advice when I moved here. Was helpful in a lot of regards. And we had several notable things in common. And again, I'm trying not to like say what it is in case somebody stumbles onto this. But yeah, it's some very notable things in common. And that person made it very, you know, very clear that they weren't interested in being friends. And it was, you know, it was hurtful to be blown off. And, you know, my memory is long. Well, now that we're in, you know, only the strong survive mode here and the year, team year four, this person has sort of resurfaced. And, you know, have had several notable interactions with, and it's just all up in my grill. And it's just kind of like, do you think I forgot, you know? And, you know, I feel like it's just very transparent, and even though, you know, intellectually I understand, you know, quote, you know, nothing's personal, and that had nothing to do with me, and it's by the fact that, you know, we're still here 4 years later, and, you know, maybe just at the time they had other friends and other things they were involved with, and, you know, that wasn't a personal attack against me, and, you know, all the psychological bobble we're supposed to say. And that it has nothing to do with me now. This person is just looking to me because their other friends are gone. So, I mean, that's also not about me. So the reason they didn't want to be my friend before had nothing to do with me. The reason they want to be my friend now has nothing to do with me. It's about their circumstances. And I do understand that intellectually, and I am sure I have done the same in different ways. But it is just notable to see, you know, who's changed their tune. And And yeah, like I said, with this one person in particular. So that's just kind of sticking in my craw a little bit. And, you know, I mean, you know, even if this person had, like, kept ties, you know, even minimally earlier on, I would feel differently about it. So, I mean, will I engage with this person at some social events? Because yeah, I mean, like, this is who's left. And this, I mean, this is my choices for friends, too. I mean, sure. And, you know, I'll play along, but, you know, but I guess the main point is I have not forgotten. So, you know, just how to navigate that thing and why people choose to, who they choose to interact with and why just continues to be one of my lifelong, you know, mysteries to analyze. Okay, how long do I plan to stay? I'm, like I said, excited rolling into the holiday season. I'll probably learn this week what I'm teaching next term. I hope so. So I'm excited to learn that. Yeah, I mean, are there challenges with my job? Yes, there are. But there's also a lot to celebrate about it. So I am looking forward to continuing that, to wrapping this up over the next 3 weeks, and then, you know, continuing that on into January. Okay. Whoever you are, wherever you're listening, I'm glad you are listening. If you're walking your dog in the Central Piedmont, if you're in Bremerton, Washington State, if you're in Turkey, if you're in Germany, if you are secretly listening from right here in Tashkent, Uzbekistan, or if you're considering a move to Uzbekistan, that too is my initial target audience on this. So, anyway, but, you know, I'm just happy to share my thoughts and experiences and have my virtual companions coming along with me. Tune in next time to see what's happening in Tashkent.